from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
We are joined right now by our good friend Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Ray is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. First off, Ray, hello. And secondly, are the Steelers as panicked about their offensive struggles as, well, the rest of us are?
Well, being in that locker room and being in Arthur Smith's scrum yesterday, no, they're not overly concerned. But I think the thing that they all want to see rectified in this final preseason game against Detroit is just do the basic things well. I mean, we all know the Steelers and most every other team, they're going to be vanilla in the preseason. They're not going to show, you know, their complete hand of what they want to do as an offense. But you can't be giving up four sacks. Your tackles have to play better, and you got to run block better. And I don't mean to pick on the offensive line, but guys, for me, it's hard to evaluate the receivers, the running backs, and especially the quarterback when they've been under siege really for the first two games of the preseason.
Ray, should we be worried about Broderick Jones after his performance last weekend? Do you take credence into the elbow injury? Is this a fixable issue? Should he move to left tackle to start the season? What's your kind of thoughts around Brody Jones as we sit here today?
Well, we got a little bit of insight from Troy Faiotanu yesterday. He plans on being back for the season opener. Now, whether he starts or not really is going to depend on when he gets back. You know, can he get back next week and have a full 2 weeks to prepare? Or, you know, if not, then maybe Broderick would have to stay on the right side until he's 100% healthy. So I think Faiotanu's injury is going to play into where Broderick starts the season. In terms of Broderick's play, it really was only one game. I thought he was okay against the Texans, not great. He said yesterday there's just some technique things that, that he can clean up just in terms of his pass sets and, you know, how soon he gets to his spot. He felt like he gave Greg Rousseau a little bit too much time and space to counter-react what he was doing. So, I think Broderick can get the technique stuff straightened out. But, listen, the injuries are a concern for me. We all know there's an elbow issue. And then Broderick said there are multiple things wrong. So whatever those other things are, you know, I think collectively, you know, they're hurting him a little bit just in terms of his preparation. He doesn't look like he's the same imposing tackle that he was last season.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Best guess, understanding that it is a guess and an educated one at that, Ray, do you think that Troy Faiotanu is going to start week one?
I'll say yes. You know, I think we're what, 18 days away or so from the start of the season. I think the big thing is if he can get back and practice maybe by the tail end of next week, I think that'll be a good sign. But if he's not, guys, if he's just getting back to practicing like on that Wednesday before the first game, then I'd say no. I think, you know, they would start with Broderick Jones and Dan Moore, and they would wait for Faitanu to get healthy. I think the good news is what we found out yesterday, you know, the rosters get cut down to 53 on Tuesday. Faitanu is not going to start on IR, and based on what Mike Tallman said about Jaylen Warren yesterday, he's not going to start on IR either. So, you know, there's that whole thing. If you start on IR, you got to miss four games. You know, thankfully for the Steelers, both those players, and I think they're going to be key parts of the offense. If they do miss any time, I think it'll just be a game or two.
Great. Just like you just said, you know, you can't really get a true evaluation of the receivers if your offensive line can't hold up, but the receivers still have to go out there and show something. Do you have any update on Roman Wilson, and will he play in this weekend's game?
I don't think he is going to play. He did not practice yesterday, guys. So that's, you know, that's not good for Roman Wilson. You know, I thought he got off to a decent start, you know, the first week of camp before they put the pads on. And then he was injured the first week they put the pads on. So, you know, his situation, you know, certainly bears watching. Obviously, he's a third-round pick. They're going to carry him on the 53-man roster. But, you know, if you're a rookie and you don't play in any preseason games, depending on what else goes on with this roster, I think he's a candidate to start on IR. So that's something to keep an eye on next week. Now, if he returns to practice later this week and next week, then, you know, we'll see. But not looking good for Roman Wilson right now.
No good. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Listen to Arthur Smith yesterday, Ray, and my read was if it were up to Arthur Smith, you probably wouldn't have played Russ Wilson in the last game because they want to take it slow with him. They don't want him to re-aggravate. Do you think that because Russ is still hobbled by the injury, or is it more just about not wanting that to re-aggravate?
Yeah, I mean, listen, Russell said last week before the game that he felt fine. He obviously felt like he can go out there and play. I didn't see him, you know, move around and escape the pocket maybe as much as I thought he would. Now, maybe some of that was just, you know, the Bills did a really good job of containing those running lanes, and there were no, you know, escape pass for him to go out and make a play. But he kind of seemed like a sitting duck back there to me. So, you know, I think, you know, maybe he's under instructions as well. Hey, don't go out and run. We want to, you know, give that calf a couple more weeks until we have to do that stuff. So, you know, we'll see what happens this week. But I was expecting Russ to be a little bit more mobile than he was against the Bills. But again, I'm not entirely sure that's 100% because of the injury.
Ray, do you think Najee Harris will play Saturday? And do you think he should play Saturday?
Well, Mike said yesterday he treats this third preseason game like the old schedule. So he basically said he just there's no fourth preseason game anymore. So, you know, this one is like the one where they play all of the starters. So I certainly think you're going to see the offensive line for an extended period, probably the two quarterbacks as well. After that, you know, given Warren's situation, I would not expect to see Harris much, if at all. I would say the same thing about George Pickens for the same reason. You can ill afford to lose Pickens given the state of that receiving core. And then on defense, you know, Watt, Hayward, Minka, I don't think they're going to take a chance and play their stars any more than, you know, a couple of snaps, if at all. So I think your stars will be rested, but I think that, you know, the units they want to take a look at first and foremost, O-line, probably D-line a little bit, those linebackers inside. I think those units will get a little bit more of a longer look.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ray is joining us here, the Fan Morning Show. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We're going to see Beanie Bishop. I saw he was still listed as the starting slot corner on the depth chart, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, that one's up in the air, too. You know, Terrell Austin spoke with us yesterday, and he was asked about the slot corner position. He basically said whoever shows up is going to be the starter. That's where they are right now with these injuries. As you guys know, Graylin Arnold was placed on IR last week. His season is over. The only other slot corner who's on the roster is Thomas Graham, and right now he's the only one who is healthy. So maybe Beanie can get back healthy and play in this game. I think, you know, that would be huge for him, because if he doesn't play two games in a row, Adam, I know as much as you don't want to hear it, I don't see him starting week one as the slot corner. I think that position, perhaps more than any other, is going to be addressed via waiver wire or a trade before the start of the regular season.
And finally, Ray, Brandon Ayuk. Adam Schefter said yesterday he expects something to be done by the time the 49ers play their final preseason game, and that is on Friday. How do you see this all playing out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still not closing the door, guys. The Steelers are the only team left standing. You know, we've heard for a week now that the 49ers – and Ayuk were close. If it was close, in my mind, it would have been done by now. So I still think there's a decent chance that he lands in Pittsburgh. And, you know, Omar has really played this well. He's been patient. You know, if it happens, I think he deserves a lot of kudos. But obviously, it's been a tenuous situation for, 4 months now. We'll see what happens over the next couple of days.
Ray, this was outstanding. Great info, man. We appreciate your time as always. Take care.
All right, guys. See ya.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.